Now, this super mind has three capacities. All comprehensive knowledge, apprehensive knowledge, and projecting knowledge. I'll explain all the three terms. Comprehensive knowledge, apprehensive knowledge, and projecting knowledge. In comprehensive knowledge, everything is known as one, united. All the variations which are there in the unity are all seen as harmonies of oneness. You can imagine a kind of an orchestra which is being played by a big piano master. And a huge symphony is being played. And the piano master has a complete mastery of each and every movement, all united together in one grand symphony. Somewhat like this is the consciousness of the comprehensive Jivatma. But while doing that, just as an orchestra master, also it can be aware, and at the right moment it can point out for the flute player, now it is your turn now to play flute. While he is aware of the totality, he can also pinpoint the flute player now. Or now he turns to the violin man and says, now you play this tune in the violin. Now this capacity of specifying particular movements is called apprehensive consciousness. Somewhat each one of us has got this consciousness also, even in our life. I may know the whole story before I start the story to my child. And yet, as I tell the story, I give emphasis on one point rather than another point. I unfold it gradually. Now, this is a capacity of apprehensive consciousness. It does not abrogate the totality that you have in your mind, but your capacity of relating it step by step. So, manifestation of the totality in a step-by-step movement is what is called apprehensive movement, as opposed to comprehensive movement. Now, in an apprehensive movement, a third movement becomes possible. I just now spoke of emphasis upon one point as against another point. Now, when you emphasize one thing, then others become subordinated. This is always the case. So, if you play with emphasis and multiple emphases, then what happens is that certain points become much more prominent, other points become subordinated. Now, all the three are present simultaneously in the Jivatman. Comprehensive consciousness, apprehensive consciousness, projecting consciousness. Just as the storyteller, when he tells a story, he has all the three consciousnesses present. The child may not be aware of all the three simultaneously, but the storyteller has got all the three simultaneously. So God has got all the three simultaneously. Jivatman has got all the three simultaneously. But having reached the point of projecting, emphasizing one thing, now a new possibility arises. And that is of exclusive concentration. When I emphasize one thing, it is quite possible that I may remain for a long time stressing that point. During that point in time, all the rest remains ignored. And if I will, and that is important, if I will, then I may remain stuck to that concentration and keep that all other points ignored for a long time. Something like an actor. I may be playing a role of Rama in the drama. I know the whole drama very well myself. I know also that I am not Rama actually. I am somebody else. But while playing Rama, when Sita has gone, captured away by Ravana, and I weep, I forget that I am an actor. I forget that I am, even in the drama, I am a great king, so noble and so mighty, that weeping for me is something quite inconsistent. Yet I weep, and weep thoroughly, truly, with all my heart. And the greater the concentration on my weeping, and the greater the forgetfulness of everything else, greater is my acting. The more I forget that I am really acting, the better is your acting. Now, this is a special power of what is called exclusive concentration of consciousness. It is the power of consciousness. So, if God says that you forget yourself, if this is the command, that He wants to play a game, that you forget yourself, then how to arrive at it? So, Jivatman had to, first of all, live in three states of consciousness, comprehensive, apprehensive, and projecting. At the point of projecting, it had to take one step further, by which it became concentrated only upon one important point, and all the rest it put back behind, ignored it. It forgot that it is the jiva having the capacity of all comprehensive consciousness, apprehensive consciousness, projecting consciousness. It forgot. It was not abolished. When the actor is acting as Rama, that he is not Rama is not abolished. He has got his own family, he will go back at home and he will meet his wife and children and so on. He is not abolished. His family is not abolished. But for this moment, family doesn't exist, he doesn't exist, the whole drama doesn't exist, only will weeping exist. It's a very special quality of consciousness which he exercises. You may not exercise it, you may are free not to exercise it. But if God has willed that he wants to play a game of this kind, then it is possible for him to play this game. So at a given time, to follow God's game, it agreed to forget itself. Jivatman agreed to forget itself. This act is called the act of ignorance. Ignorance means ignoring. You ignore the whole of the rest, concentrate only on one point. It doesn't mean also that Jivatman is not enjoying the three states of consciousness at the same time. Only in that exclusive concentration of consciousness, it is not aware of it. But it is still aware of it there. There is a state of consciousness, even in the actor who is acting now as Rama. There is a state of consciousness where he can, his relationship with his wife is not abolished. It is there. Even that consciousness is present, but not present in the frontal consciousness. Now this word frontal is very important. All forgetfulness arises out of making a distinction between frontal consciousness and inner consciousness. In the inner consciousness, the jiva continues as before. His constant play with God continues. His lila is continuing. But in the frontal consciousness, it is left out. Now, all of us are in that condition of self-forgetfulness. We are all jivatmans. all our jivatmans are here. We are, you are jivatman, I am jivatman, Suresh jivatman. Each one of us agreed with God, made a contract with Him, and said, since we want to play a game, the purpose of it we do not know, but you know the purpose, but we are game, and we shall participate in your game. So, we shall agree to play this role, and we put back our consciousness of you, our consciousness of ourselves at the center of God, our capacity of universalization, our capacity of comprehensive consciousness, apprehensive consciousness, projecting consciousness. Even when they are operative, we shall remain unconscious about it. But unconscious only in that point. You can always recover it if you want. You just go backward and you will recover it. And you will find that always you were in that consciousness. Now, this is what has happened to all of us.